But I'm telling you, Notre Dame is going to beat SC today.
How can you say that?
They got more speed than USC. Have you ever seen the tailback of Notre Dame?
Oh, child, that's my favorite movie.
No, Shirley, that's the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, Quasimodo.
Hey, wait.
All right, everybody, get your raffle tickets, church raffle tickets. You don't want to raffle tickets? Oh, this helping out the orphans. Hey, Shirley.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, this is your last chance to win a color TV set. Now, come on, buy a raffle ticket.
No, thanks, Raj. I don't gamble.
That's not true. Sometimes you eat here.
Oh, Shirley, come on. Now, all the money goes to the Mid-City Orphanage. And it's only a quarter, and you'll have the satisfaction of knowing you have made some unwanted child happy.
Well, I do that. Every time I bring reruns, something to
eat. How about you, Dwayne? You haven't bought any raffle tickets yet.
Nah, I'm broke.
You got $20.
$20? Oh, $20. You could buy 80 tickets.
I could also buy a Wilson J5 official NFL football, which is what I'm gonna buy.
A football? You're gonna spend your hard-earned money to buy a football?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Dwayne, picture this. A TV special starring Lola Falana.
Oh, yeah?
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
And Pam Grier.
Oh, wow. When? What channel?
It doesn't matter what channel, because your little sister wants to watch The Bionic Duck.
Raj, I don't have a little sister.
Oh, your sister, your mother, what difference does it make? Just use your imagination. Now, you want to watch that special, right?
Right.
All right, Dwayne, you got two choices. You can either go to your room and look at your football, or you can watch those gorgeous, luscious foxes in living color on your own personal TV set. Now, Dwayne, what's it gonna be?
Say anything you want, Raj. I'm not gonna buy a ticket.
Okay. I just hope the orphans understand. But I'm sure they will. You have to be tough to be an orphan. Learn to live without luxuries like clothing, shelter, food. But if it doesn't bother them, why should it bother you? You don't want to buy a ticket? Just say you don't want to buy a ticket. It's perfectly all right with me.
I don't want to buy a ticket.
Don't you ever speak to me again.
Dwayne's smart. I've got that TV set won already.
Wow, all those raffle tickets?
That's right.
That still doesn't mean you're going to win.
Dwayne, I bought 38 tickets. I got to win the TV set or at least one of the other prizes.
Here we are, rerun. Okay, now that'll be $1.75.
All I have is $1.50. Can you put the other quarter on the cuff?
I'm gonna put this on your lip. You know we don't extend credit.
Then you'll have to send something back.
No, not that.
You're gonna have to come up with a quarter, Jumbo.
I don't have a quarter.
Then I'll take one of these.
You can't take my ticket.
Then I'll take your food.
Here's my ticket.
Nice doing business with you.
Oh, Rerun, forget the food. Come on, we're gonna miss the game.
Okay. Hey, Shirley?
Yeah?
Put this in a doggy bag.
Now, where am I gonna get a doggy bag?
Any bag you carry is a doggy bag.
You hear something
back? Oh, no.
Huh?
Now, Dee, before you go to that party, be sure you finish the vacuuming.
Yes, Mom.
And don't forget to straighten up your room.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, darling, see you later.
Oh,
hi, Ma.
Hi, Mrs. Thomas.
Hi, Mrs. Thomas.
Now, look, if you boys are going to be here, I don't want you messing up my house. And stay out of the kitchen, Rerun. And keep your feet off my furniture. Oh, wow. Well, I'll be back about 4. Okay. And remember what I said.
Yes, Mom.
Look, Raj, the pregame show is on.
Oh, wow, that means we missed the coach's corner and the locker room show.
Well, at least we'll still see Pigskin Preview and Behind the Bench in the finals of the Howard Cosell Lookalike Contest.
All right, the interview on the pom-pom girl.
Look at that one.
Hey, Pete. Hey, what are you doing? You're messing up the reception.
She knows what she's doing. Turn that off. Dee, turn that thing off.
What are you doing? We're watching a football game.
So watch it. It won't bother me.
Turn that thing off. Dee, can't you do it later?
Mama said I have to do my work before I can go to Sissy Purdue's party. So back off.
I'll do it for you after the game. Just go to the party.
Let me get this straight. You want to watch TV so bad that you're willing to do my vacuuming for me?
Yeah, yeah, anything. Just go.
I couldn't let you do that.
Why not?
Because when I'm through here, I have to go upstairs and clean my room. And if I'm going to do that, I might as well do this, too.
They turn that thing.
Raj, will you go clean the room so we can watch the rest of the game?
Okay, I clean your room. I clean it. Just go to the party.
Thanks, Raj.
What are you doing?
It's not polite to be the first one at a party.
Hey, will you just go?
I'll go, but it's bad form.
All right, what's happening?
They're interviewing the players.
Yeah, but the pitch is so bad, I can't tell which is Notre Dame and which is SC.
SC is in the dark gray, and Notre Dame is in the light gray.
Well, it's an old set. It's the best I can do.
Bring it to the left, Raj. Come on, to the left, yeah.
No, bring it back to the right, Raj.
More. All right, up. Yeah.
Now down.
More, down. All right, hold it.
Now lift up your right foot, Raj.
Right there.
Ha. I wish we could see it in color.
Yeah, isn't there anybody we know with a color TV?
Hey, I got a great idea. What about the color TV down at the church?
Hey, we can't do that. That's for the church raffle.
Gonna win it for sure. It's practically mine. It's only a matter of time.
I don't know, Rerun.
Raj, you're the chairman of the committee. It's your duty to check out the grand prize and make sure it works.
Yeah. It would be terrible to give away a defective TV set, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
You guys go ahead. I'd rather stay here and watch the game on Roger's crummy TV.
What are you worried about?
Getting in trouble. I always get in trouble.
Dwayne, all we're gonna do is go to church and watch a little TV.
We can't watch a football game in the church.
Yes, we can. As long as we root for Notre Dame.
Okay, bring it in. I'll set up the table over here.
We must be crazy. Three black guys walking down the street carrying a TV. We're lucky we're not in jail.
You didn't want to watch it in church, Dwayne.
How are we going to watch it with poor Mr. Watson in the room with us?
The funeral was at 3:00. He would have been buried by halftime.
You bring it over here.
Oh, Rerun, look, you broke it.
Don't worry about it.
The way they pack these things today, you can drop them off a building, they won't break. Grab the cord and plug it in over there, Rerun.
What's that TV doing here?
I didn't have anything to do with it. It was all their idea. I don't even like football, you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to look at this.
Why aren't you at the party?
Sissy Purdue's parents got into a fight. It was the dumbest thing in the world. Who ever heard of two adults fighting because a rabbit died?
Oh, I see.
That explains why I'm home. Now, what's that brand new color TV set doing here?
I can explain that.
Well?
None of your business.
I just asked so I know what to tell the police.
Wait a minute. It's not stolen. We borrowed it from the church.
You stole from the church?
No, borrowed. We borrowed it from the church. We're just going to test the set, then we're going to take it right back. It's my duty as chairman of the raffle committee to check out the grand prize.
Let's check it out.
Here in South Bend, what a game. A perfect Saturday for football. Temps in the low 50s, a slight win for Marlette. And with a score tie, we're ready for this fourth down play. The deep men for Notre Dame are...
Hey, we lost the pitcher.
And the sound.
Oh, no, when we dropped it, we broke it.
You broke a brand new color TV set that belongs to the church?
We didn't mean it was an accident, honest.
Don't tell me. Tell God.
I told you not to drop the TV set. Hey, wait a minute. This is no time to panic.
It's as good a time as any.
Now, come on, just come over here and let's discuss this thing calmly, please.
What about the game?
God's punishing us and you worried about a football game?
Don't get uptight just because you broke a TV set.
Me?
Wait a minute. We're all in this. I'm sure if we put our heads together, I bet we can figure out something.
How much you want to bet?
Hey, would you please stay out of this?
I'm not in this. I'm clean.
All right, now look, maybe we should just take the television back to the church and just tell Reverend Bailey that we borrowed it and brought it home, then accidentally broke it. And honesty is the best policy.
What's the second best policy?
Why don't we just have the set fixed? It can't cost much. It was only a little bump.
Great idea, Rerun.
I wish I could help out, but I spent all my money on raffle tickets.
Maybe we could borrow the money.
This is where I leave.
Now, wait a minute. Haven't I always been a good brother and helped you in your times of need?
Well, a simple yes or no, do.
Yes.
No.
Well, she's the only person I know with cash on hand.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else. If y'all thinking about my 20 bucks, forget it, because I was against this thing from the start.
Let's just take the set back and not tell anyone what we did.
Mm-mm, that's dishonest.
What are you bucking for, Eagle Scout?
Hey, why confess before we have to?
Dwayne's right. With all the raffle tickets I bought, I might win.
It could happen, Raj.
Okay. If we win it, then we're in the clear. But if we don't, we have to pay for the damages.
But then that way they'll know that we broke it.
No, they won't. We'll just say the money is part of the prize. Sort of like a service warranty.
Right. No one will ever know.
So can we count on that $20?
Please, Dwayne. We'll pay you back.
Yeah.
All right. But what if somebody sees us sneaking the set back into the church?
Hey, don't worry. We'll time it so when we bring it in, everybody's looking down.
Great, Raj. In the middle of prayers.
No, in the middle of bingo.
Roger, would you come here a minute?
Yes, Mama.
What is wrong with your sister? Yesterday, I gave her some simple things to do around the house, and do you know she didn't do them?
Oh, no, Mama, it's my fault. I told her I would do them for her, but I got so caught up in the game, I must have forgotten.
Okay, I'll let it slide this time.
Well, after all, it was the biggest game of the year.
Too bad you guys couldn't watch it in color.
Color? Color, why would we want to do that? Believe me, Mama, we were glued to this old black and white set. We never even left the house, really.
All right, okay. What you getting so excited about?
Miss Thomas, what are you doing here?
I live here.
He's just nervous about the raffle, Mrs. Thomas.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just nervous about the,
raffle.
Right, the raffle.
Oh, what's that?
That's his lucky rabbit's foot, and he's got his lucky four-leaf clover in his wallet.
Yeah, and Rerun gave me a pair of horseshoes.
You shouldn't walk around barefoot, Rerun.
You must really want to win that TV set bad, Dwayne. How many raffle tickets did you buy?
None.
None?
You're gonna have to be real lucky.
Hey, isn't the drawing this afternoon?
Why do you ask?
Of course, I'd like to buy me a ticket. This could be my lucky day.
Oh, no, Mama, this isn't your lucky day.
You just be wasting your money, Mrs. Thomas.
I think I can afford a quarter to help the orphanage Rerun.
No, you don't have to help the orphans. They have everything they need.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Roger, I hope it isn't serious.
What, Mama?
The thing you've done wrong that I'm going to find out about sooner or later?
Bye, Mama.
Bye, Roger. Well, young lady, since you're here, you might as well do the vacuuming.
All right.
Okay. need to go turn it around.
The vacuum cleaner is broken, Mama. Too bad. See you later.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. It's not broken. It's just the outlet. It's been giving me a lot of trouble lately. I think it's a short.
Wait a minute. You mean if you were to plug something else into that outlet, like a clock radio, a toaster, or even a brand new color TV set, it wouldn't work?
Probably not. I think I have to get the darn thing fixed.
You mean nothing works from that outlet?
Well, sometime it does and sometime it just doesn't.
You know what? Since we can't do any cleaning, I think I'll go down to the church and help Raj.
Ah. He's in some kind of trouble, isn't he?
Don't worry, I can handle it, Mom.
I wonder, is there something I can do?
My room.
Come back here, Dee.
I wish you would hurry up and draw for that television set, man.
Oh, just relax, Dwayne. There's only one more prize to go.
And for you language buffs, a delightful 3-record set of Spanish lessons. And the winning number is 7835. 7835.
I got it. I won the Spanish lessons. Muchas gracias. That is my lucky day.
It sure is, Frederick.
You can save yourself a lot of trouble and give me the TV set now.
Frederick, no, no.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, I won the Spanish set.
Raj, I got to talk to you.
Not now.
And now for the moment that we've all been waiting for. We are about to draw for the color TV set.
Raj, listen to me.
Be quiet, then he's drawing for the TV set.
But I got something very important to tell you. It's a good thing I got here in time.
Shh, he's drawing the ticket.
And the winning number is number 8534. 8534? Anyone?
I got it! I got it! Hey. I won again! This day is my lucky day! Give me the set!
Congratulations, Frederick!
Thanks! Give me the set!
Frederick, may I see your ticket, please?
Oh, you want to see my ticket? Sure.
Frederick? The winning number is 8534. Your ticket number is 2217.
Oh, I must have read it wrong. Does this mean you won't give me the set?
Sorry, Frederick. 8534, anyone? Since it's not necessary to be present to win, we will look up the winning number in our receipt book.
Now, what did you do that for?
He's a reverend. I thought he'd trust me.
Did they give away the TV?
Yeah, but we didn't win it.
Why, who did?
The lucky fool has 8534.
Yeah, let me see what I got. 8534.
Whoa!
8534. Read it and weep. Look at that.
Hey, that's my ticket. You want to give it back?
She's mad now. I'm the lucky fool.
I don't believe it. Why that ticket?
What rotten luck. Oh, well, where is the $20, Dwayne?
Right here.
What's the $20 for?
Well, you know we broke the set. We're going to give the money to Shirley and say it's part of the prize. So she can use it to get it fixed. Now, that's the way it's going to be.
That's not the way it has to be.
Just be quiet, Dee.
Well, maybe you'll listen to me. I can get you out of this mess.
Look, Dee, there's nothing that you can say right now that I would want to hear. Now, we did something wrong, and we admit it.
But, Raj...
No buts. Now, you're the last person I want to hear from right now. So, once and for all, keep your mouth shut, okay?
Okay.
Roger, a fine job on the raffle. Come and congratulate our winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Rod.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Don't forget to give the winner her $20.
I beg your pardon?
There's $20 that goes with the set in case something goes wrong. Isn't there, Raj?
Yes.
Well, then give her the envelope.
Thanks a lot. Look, Ralph.
What a lovely surprise.
Speaking of surprises, let's turn on the set. I'm sure everyone would like to see if it works.
That's a good idea.
I thought it was.
Boy, are you lucky we're in church.
Let us pray.
What a lovely picture.
It's a miracle.
Oh, I'd also like to have a new stereo and an A in history and all my original J-5-4 autograph if possible.
And two pizzas with everything.
Two pizzas with everything.
To go.
To go.
Dwayne, will you please hold that flashlight steady?
I'm trying, Raj, but my hand is shaking. You know I don't like the dark.
Well, at least bring the light closer.
Why
not?
I don't like electricity either.
Well, you just hand me the wire cutters.
Okay, where are they?
Look in the toolbox and you'll find them.
Right.
Ow! Great, you found them.
Thank you. Are you almost finished?
Yep. If this lamp goes on, that means the outlet's fixed.
Okay.
Hit that main fuse. Now what's the matter?
This whole house could go and I could get electrocuted.
Will you just turn on the lights? Dwayne.
See, Raj, I knew it. You don't know the first thing about electricity. The whole house is pitch black.
Dwayne, will you just try opening your eyes?
Oh. Congratulations, Raj.
Can I ask you a question? Is there anything you're not afraid of?
Yeah, rice.
Rice? How come you're not afraid of rice?
You mean I should be?
Never mind. Hey, we gotta get over to Shirley so we can watch that movie in color.
Oh, yes. She said she wouldn't see anybody after the first 5 minutes.
Oh, where's Rita? We're late.
Oh, he's listening to those Spanish records he won. He's on lesson 6.
Well, you talked to him. What did he say?
He said, cuando caliente el sol aquí en la playa.
That means it's hot at the beach. Doing?
I'm getting ready for the book.
So are we.
Rerun, did you learn any Spanish at all?
Yeah. Buenos dias is good morning. Buenas noches is good night.
All you can say is good morning and good night? What are you going to do the rest of the day?
I know enough Spanish to get by.
Oh, yeah? What else can you say?
Tacos, burritos, enchiladas, topitos, Oh, yeah.